From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean lawmakers, briefed by the country's intelligence service, say the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday in Malaysia. Kim Jong-nam fell ill at Kuala Lumpur Airport after he felt someone grab him from behind or hold his face. He died en route to a hospital. Aidan Foster Carter is an honorary research fellow at Leeds University in United Kingdom.
Kim Jong-nam was in exile. He had been a bit of a critic, unwisely indeed, as it turns out, some years ago of his brother Kim Jong-un, and indeed of the whole idea of hereditary succession. But we hadn't heard from him for some time, and I assumed he was lying low and that he wasn't really a threat to anybody. But it would seem, and of course we are running ahead of anything proven here, it would seem perhaps his half-brother thought differently.
Malaysian authorities said they'll perform an autopsy. There are no suspects in custody. Kim Jong-nam once considered the heir apparent to succeed his late father, Kim Jong-il, but fell out of favor after a failed 2001 attempt to enter Japan on a forged passport. He had lived in virtual exile, primarily in the Chinese territory of Macau. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson Tuesday hailed the new Gambian government and its bid to reintegrate into the Commonwealth of Nations. In talks with President Adama Barrow in Banjul, Johnson called for improved bilateral ties.
In particular, we talked about what we can do with education. And there's a lot we can do, we think, there, a lot we can help with on the security front, perhaps on your wonderful tourism industry.
The Gambia is emerging from more than two decades of autocratic rule by President Yahya Jammeh, who was defeated at the polls in December, but refused to step down until he went into exile last month. Johnson's trip to Africa includes stops in Ghana, South Africa, and Burundi. This is VOA News.